Becky, can you talk to us about what this GPS tracking device does?
Absolutely. We did pilot a couple of different systems of GPS and AVL to put on our trucks, really to improve the efficiency of our trucks. But once we did a couple of the pilots, we found some additional benefits just on the safety side of the house. So the AVL GP units that we do utilize is through a system called Geotab. And the systems that are on the trucks, from the safety standpoint, really hooks into the safety system of the truck. So we can tell if the drivers of the trucks have their seatbelt on. We can tell speeds. We can tell harsh cornering and things like that. And it's not intended to be kind of a gotcha system or a big brother watching. We actually give alerts into the cab so that the drivers can change their behavior on the spot. So it's been very effective at really making sure that we are reducing some of those at-risk behaviors that could put our operators or even the public at risk, which has really, really been a big benefit. So we've seen some really good results from that. But we were looking at it really from an operational standpoint, especially the way that we attack winter operations. And we've really had a struggle over the last couple of years just with our turnover rate and our vacancies that are in our department. So looking to make sure that we're filling the gaps and optimizing every piece of equipment that we have. So the units that we currently have on those trucks, we finally this season have on all of our trucks that operate in the snow fleet. So everything that has a plow on it, we have the ability to track it now. And we really tested it out 2 weeks ago where we had the statewide storm of taking screenshots of where our trucks had been, a screenshot every hour. And we could really see as the storm was moving in where our trucks had been. But more importantly, as we're dealing with some of these vacancies and making sure that we have consistent results across the state, we're also battling COVID. So quite a few employees out sick. And when you have an employee that's out sick and maybe a truck that's not filled for that shift, we want to make sure that we don't have any roads that fall through the cracks. So it gives us a very, very quick visual. It shows us where the trucks have been, the roads that have been treated within the last 4 hours, those that have been treated within the last 8 hours, and those that haven't been touched in an 8-hour time period. So really, really great situational awareness and shows us where we need to shift resources.
Becky Almaroth with MoDOT joins Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson, and Becky is joining us to talk about a GPS tracking system the agency uses to help make its winter weather operations more efficient. If you're out there long enough treating the roads, I wonder if you can get in a situation where all the roads start to look the same and you start to think, did I actually treat this road or not? You know, so I could see why that would help. So do the workers, are they able to see for themselves what have been treated and what have not? Or is that like a communication coming in from one of the district offices saying, hey, these roads still need to be treated?
That's a lot of communication. We don't want that distraction for the driver. So we have an emergency operations center that is set up in each one of our 7 districts. And then we also have a statewide emergency operations center that's kind of the communication and situational awareness hub. So they're keeping a really close eye on that map and looking and communicating and then kind of weighing that against our customer calls that are coming in as well. So if a customer calls, it's a really great communication tool that we can see, yeah, you're right. We haven't been on your roadway yet. Let me call and see what the time frame will be. Or on the converse of that, too, it doesn't look like anybody's been on my road. Well, we're in a situation with a storm with a lot of blowing snow. We've had a truck on your road. We had one at 5:30 a.m. We had one at 1:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. We can look and see exactly where the trucks have been just to communicate better to the public.
Do you happen to know what that phone number is that people can call in if they want to report if a road needs to be maybe treated?
Absolutely. It's 1-888-ASK-MODOT. We have another really handy tool that I like to point customers and the public to. We have a traveler information map. And if you go to MoDOT.org, you'll see it on our very front page, the traveler information map. But then we also have an app that you can download. And that is one of the best tools before you even leave in the morning to see the road conditions before you go out. So it'll tell you if the roads in your area or in your commute are mostly clear, if they're if they still have snow on them, or if they're completely covered. So that is one of the most valuable tools that we have to really see as the storm's coming in, as the roads start to clear. You can better time as a motorist how long your commute should take, or if you should even go out.
Give me that address again.
Absolutely. It's www.modot.org.
Okay, that is super handy. And not just in the wintertime, during flooding, that is super handy. So I just am so glad that you all have that map. Back in 2020, the department was using the technology on about 1,200 trucks in Southwest, Central, in the St. Louis districts. And you had said all the trucks have them now. Give me a number. How many trucks is that compared to 2020?
We have done a large expansion. So we do have them on all of our larger trucks, which is just over 2,500 trucks. But we also use a lot of trucks, one-ton trucks that we put plows on to do ramps, especially in the urban areas. So all in all, we're just about 3,500 pieces of equipment across the state that are equipped with this technology.
Have you measured your return on investment for this, Becky?
We, with us just putting it on there for winter operations efficiencies, we're gathering data now, so we don't quite have that type of information yet. We got really good feedback, though, with our customer service and the amount of information we're able to put and give those customers that are calling in. And from the safety arena, we're seeing really large. We've cut those instances of speeding and seatbelt usage or those at-risk behaviors. We've more than cut those in half. So that's really on the safety side of the house where our biggest return is going to be.
Becky Almaroth with MoDOT joining Show Me Today to give us an update on this GPS tracking system used for a couple of reasons: to help them tackle their winter weather operations, trying to find out which roads have been treated, which have not, and then also for safety reasons for their workers in these trucks that are treating the roads. You had mentioned, you know, you're going through a lot of turnover and shortages. I'm curious, do you happen to know, like, how short you are on your winter operation drivers at this point?
Yep. We are looking at our numbers right now. We've been watching this all season and trying to fill in the gap, but we are competing for those same resources of drivers with CDLs that a lot of the industry is fighting for right now. So that's been a challenge, and we are several hundred operators short across the state. We talk in generalities across the state because we do have the ability and we do move resources with every storm to make sure we're able to cover every part of the state if there's a part of the state not getting hit. But right now we do have over 200 of our operators that are out right now with COVID. We've just huge spike right now that we're seeing across the entire state and across the entire nation. So that adds just an additional challenge, because it seems that when COVID hits a building, it takes out multiple people. So we're doing our best to keep our drivers and our employees safe as well and keep as many working right now. But that's an added challenge for sure for the next coming storms.
And did you say you have about 200 out due to COVID?
Yes, we do currently, but I just watched the numbers roll in this morning, and it's not like easing up at all.
Becky Almaroth with MoDOT joins Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson, and Becky is joining us to talk about a GPS tracking system the agency uses to help make its winter weather operations more efficient. MoDOT started testing this system out back in 2020, and now it is on all of its plow trucks and material spreaders used for battling the winter weather. So are you finding these devices to be useful then when you're lacking so many workers?
It is because in order to fill those gaps, whenever you have quite a few people missing in a building, We shift resources from other places, and sometimes those new drivers that come in to take on additional routes aren't familiar with those routes, and it's really easy to accidentally skip a route in that situation. The other big safety feature that we have that whenever you have an inexperienced driver, these alerts will actually let us know if somebody crashes into us or if our driver crashes. So a little bit scary being out as a snowplow operator on a road you're not used to. If you crash and for some reason you're not able to get a hold of somebody because we don't have radio coverage or cell phone coverage, we instantly know that something happened to that truck and we can dispatch resources to go assist. So that's an added safety feature as well. It's scary driving one of those big trucks, especially when you're going to some place that you're not familiar with.
Absolutely. I think I remember the story back in 2020 also talking about the trucks would get an alert if there's a maintenance problem as well. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. That actually you can detect, and any kind of fault that would pop up on your dashboard or a check engine light, it's going to send an alert back to our mechanics. So they know immediately that that truck needs attention, which so much better to catch one of those situations or something wrong with the truck while it's a small problem before it really does some major damage to the truck. So that in itself is really a lot of wear and tear on our vehicles and a lot of more costly repairs.
I was going to say, I feel like this is saving you money in a sense because of the maintenance feature. Anything else about this particular story that you think people need to know about?
No, I'm excited now that we have these on all the trucks. We're doing a lot of information internally with it this season, but we've seen these devices in other states and especially some of our sister states up north that get a lot more winter precipitation than we do. They actually use these devices and have them externally facing. So that's kind of what we're looking forward to see if that would be a benefit to the public to be able to pull up a map and find my snowplow to see how close they are to their road. So we're looking, always looking for additional enhancements or things that would make our communication to the public better and also make our operation of clearing the roads more efficient.
I like that. There's your title right there, Find My Snowplow.
Exactly. It's even fun. Some of the northern states actually allow people in the public to name the snowplows as well. So you saw some really cute names out there where you're looking for your plow that you know is typically in your neighborhood.
Oh, I love it. That's Becky Almaroth, the Chief Safety and Operations Officer with MoDOT, talking about a GPS tracking system the agency uses to battle the winter weather operations. Also, just a couple of things to point out, you know, if you want to report any roads that you think might need to be treated in your area, call 888-ASK-MoDOT. And then before you head out on the roads, a good thing to check out is MoDOT's traveler information map, and you can see that by going to modot.org or downloading the app. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.